Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Carson Wentz went through 11-on-11 drills at Thursday's practice. A brief stint on the COVID-19 list delayed his return to full team drills from Monday to Thursday. It shouldn't matter in terms of week one availability, with all signs suggesting that the Colts expect Wentz to start against the Seahawks, a sentiment the quarterback echoed after Thursday's practice. Fellow QB Sam Ehtliger was placed on the injured reserve Thursday, leaving Wentz and Jacob Eason as the only signal callers on Indy's 53-man roster. Wentz is also approaching the front end of his recovery timeline after an August 2nd foot surgery, seemingly headed for a best-case scenario, albeit with the risk of re-injury. The Texans are prepared to have Deshaun Watson on their 53-man roster and inactive every week. Watson has a standing trade request, and with no deal imminent as he faces 22 civil lawsuits for alleged sexual assault, the Texans will keep him on the roster, but away from the field. In the NBA, Dennis Smith signed a training camp contract with the Trail Blazers on Thursday. After two solid first seasons in the NBA, Smith has struggled mightily over the most recent two seasons. Between the Knicks and Pistons, he played just 57 games and averaged 6 points, 3.1 assists, and 2.3 rebounds in 16.8 minutes while shooting an abysmal 36.5% from the field. The point guard is just 23 years old, so he certainly has time to get his career back on track. If he makes Portland's roster, he'd be competing for backup point guard minutes with Anthony Simmons. In MLB news, Wander Franco left Thursday's game due to a headache. In MLB strikeout props today, we're looking at Jake Arrieta over 2.5 strikeouts against the Astros as we're projecting 3.6. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.